Okay, shall stop. What's up? Yes.
Chest alive. Good morning, Lagos.
Morning to you. Yes. It's okay. Security. Security.
There's no security in
security,
this company.
Come and help us.
In this company.
Company. The company has security.
What's
now?
Up to my PH fans?
Baby girl.
Because no, jam me up.
Jam me with music.
Good morning, Lagos. It's 11 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcome to the show.
What's up, Lagos? Yes, yes. Some people are asking, why are you so happy? I'm alive, am I? I'm alive. Even there's no petrol, there's no money. I'm alive,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Nigeria. I love this country. Yeah, I love this country.
I mean, we don't have any other country, do we?
Well. yeah.
Some of us do.
Yeah.
Some of us do.
We will choose this one.
We choose Nigeria first. Nigeria first.
Yes.
We,
tough,
we pledge to Nigeria, yes. Our country.
Yes, the people, Mayana Oji.
You're one of those people that didn't know the wordings of the pledge.
You use any language to cover it. I've pledged Nigeria, my country, the people, Mayana Oji. Get to Lagos. What do you tell our father? 6 times 11.
I'm trying to comport myself here, but this man.
Primary school, you know this, oh my God. Just sing your own. Our eyes are closed. Our father, 6 times 11.
I didn't do that.
Whatever.
I
you didn't go to your current school.
No, see, but you know, I did one thing. After 10, 11, 12.
Your problem was deeper than my own. Ezioku. Lovely morning. You hear her voice. She's back. Whenever I'm not here, she says things that could affect my political career and future.
I don't understand.
But whenever she leaves, I and Feta will bear me witness. I will tell them the truth about where she was.
And what is the truth here?
I sent you on an errand. Oh, I see.
How?
Is this a lie? I sent you on an errand.
That's what he said. That's what he's been telling the world.
But let me tell you something. If you say I didn't send you on an errand, you will regret again, no?
Yes, sir. I bring back the
errand. Did I send you on an errand?
Sir, I bring back the message.
Did I send you on an errand?
Yes, sir.
Your hand was already funny.
Because I have
I bring back the message.
She's thinking about her future.
Men don't always support women.
I don't understand. Have you supported me?
When you were not here now, that he cannot send you on an errand.
When this man was?
Hey,
where?
See, all you men that marry more than one wife will get power.
Where were you when this man was threatening me? Do you see what he's holding in his hand and telling me that I should not do it?
I was like, it's not even possible.
Miriam went to do something that doesn't have to do. He's saying to that. Why is it that you can always send him, but he cannot send you?
Yes.
Now what's wrong?
One good send deserves another.
She's a very smart woman.
Very, very smart.
Very intelligent.
I'm so glad because, you know, we're already almost looking. In fact, if we do like this, we can touch Friday. Like this.
Yes.
Like this. Stretch small. Like if you stretch.
Yeah, if you can touch Mariani. She just Mariani.
Stretch small like this.
And if you are very fertile.
Oh, shit!
Fertilization can just happen, you know, in the touching.
See,
when you stretch.
Can we actually start this show? Nonsense. And this
Same
is a disclaimer. We tell you guys, not that we don't know what's going on there. Because
I'm
coming from now is a lot. If I leave here too, I'm going
to coming from a lot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No. I'm going through it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am in a lot.
Okay. Between Feta and myself yesterday, we had 750 naira. In cash. Today is 350.
What are people saying? I've not had cash since last week.
She has started. Oh, okay.
She nearly went there. We did it yesterday. Well.
I hate you guys. Officially. I hate you guys. Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have money. Speak.
It is I that you are really high for.
You being the money.
No, but it's a serious problem. I saw people almost tearing themselves apart because they are struggling to stay on a line to get money.
And let me tell the powers that be, there are other parts of this this conspiracy theorem that some people planned it. Let me tell you, if you let this thing linger, If you let it linger.
Paradventure, it is true.
If you let it linger. So whoever it is, they ask the CBN government, how many notes did you print? I don't know.
No, we never know anything.
So if don't let this linger, people are suffering. They're taking 10%, 15% of the money they are withdrawing. 30,000 naira minimum wage. Some people earn 25, some people earn 10.
POSs are taking at least
200
per 1,000.
That
no, it's
crazy.
Not more.
That is crazy.
If you're taking 5,000, you pay 1,000 now.
Yeah, some people take 1,500. In that money.
No. So how much am I going to go with?
Please, can we quickly sound off?
Yes. This I think at this point, like I don't want to tell you our name in anger. My name is Marianne now.
My name is Shet now.
Yes.
My name is Feta now.
Yes.
Lega. And we are going to sound off now.
I'll take you to Lagos.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Baduba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3. Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, check out time is 17 minutes past hour 10, and this is Sound Off. How many days to the elections?
23.
23 days to when we're going to cast our votes, and we're still hearing different things. It's looking gloomy. It's looking terrible. Nigerians, God will not let us get used to staying in the fuel station.
Sufferness.
God will not let us get used to looking for our own money to get paid.
Sufferization.
We want to state this on the Sound Off. We know it's law not to take anybody responsible for it, not to blame anybody for anything. But this is the height of it.
Mm.
Where we're moving in 2021, 2022 rather, 2023. You see, I'm even going back to see where it can happen. That we are now planning to be doing trade by barter. You want to travel to Benin, maybe bring rapper or judge and say, conductor, I want to drop me in Benin. This is what I'm paying. You have parents who can't feed their children, not because they don't work hard, not because they don't have a salary. The very first salary in 2023, you're making it difficult for us to even collect it and feed ourselves and buy fuel in our gen that you don't give us light on. The tariff you've increased. People are punching themselves inside ATM galleries. They will come out from there and come to the streets, and you don't want that. We're getting to a point where Nigerians are at the breaking point. People will start stealing.
We're not getting to the point. Yeah. We're on the brink.
People will start stealing. People will start doing things that are irrational. When hunger gets to you, you can't handle it anymore. 15,000 people elected from councillors to the president. 200 million Nigerians suffering. 15,000. According to the books, the number of people in elected office in Nigeria, 15,000. But 200 million Nigerians. I don't know how many bullets we have. I don't know how many tankers we have. I don't know how many water canisters. I don't know how many things we have to hold this. We don't want to let it get to that point. We need Nigeria to be run by somebody. We need us to put things in perspective. The suffering is excruciating.
Let me just say that this is not a time for tea partying or speaking grammar or going on paid television shows to tell us how hard you've worked. And if Nigerians don't see, then that's their problem. You're joking. You're a joker. You're pointing fingers. Oh, this one wants to spoil my campaign. Oh, this one wants to... Excuse me, sir. What are you doing in the interim to, one way or the other, ease and ameliorate our sufferings? The banks... CBN, Murphy, you took my money. It's my money. It's not that I'm begging you for your money, sir. Yeah. It's my money.
Yeah.
I put it there. You asked me to put my money in the bank. I put it there. Now it's time to give me back my money. You're suffering me. I can't buy food. I can't buy fuel. I can't go anywhere. Is this nice? Is this, put yourself in our shoes, Mr. Murphy. Fine and dandy, Mr. Murphy. if you were in my shoes, you're unable to get access to your money, you're unable to pay transport. Oh, but you can't relate to that, because you see, you ride in an air conditioned car and you have fuel. You know, you don't even know what it is to stand at a fueling station to get fuel. I'm sure you might not necessarily know how much they're selling it today as we speak. But kudos for what you're doing to us.
Mm.
And you're trying to let people not hoard, keep money in their houses. Do you think after this experience, people will not take money and keep? Do you think they will feel confident that they can trust the banking system? Please, somebody, let this end like yesterday.
Mm.
We need to get back to being a country. I'm sure Somalia is not like this. I'm sure countries that have no... In Ukraine... I'm sure they have
some decorum and orderliness.
We are pleading and we're asking you.
No, we're not pleading. We're telling you. We're not pleading. It's our money. You asked us that you wanted to lead the country. Is this the leadership? We're not begging you. We're asking you. We're giving you an ultimatum because you see, you work for us, not the other way around. And that's Sound Off.
I love you like I love the water.
All right, we have a few minutes before the break. Let's just push our musings for this morning. Now, you know yourself, in and out, in toto, like some people will say. Let's play a little Samson and Delilah. If somebody wanted to trap you, what's that thing that they can easily use to trap you? Straight, me, I know the answer. Don't even be rolling your eye up and down, because me and Peter, we already know.
Does he have? He has changed, though.
We are his weakness. Fine, girls. Fine guess why his weakness.
Fine guess.
I want to spoil my bad name.
What is that thing that if we set a trap for you today, it will catch you with? I mean, for some people, it's food. Some people just
sleep.
Some people just cook small porridge. Like, maybe they smell up for their house. They don't come to greet you 10 times.
I don't have
times.
Anything that will catch me.
Mm. Yeah, we are here.
Only God.
Hey.
Read the Bible.
Hey, I'm not broken.
The Bible says. All right, checker time is 10:33 on the clock, and we're asking you this morning the musings segment of the show. You have just about 27 minutes or thereabouts to do this with us. What is that thing? What's your weak point? Achilles heel. That thing that even if you are, sometimes you'll be so angry, I'm not going to eat in this house again. Oh, what's smelling? What's that smell? What are you cooking today? So what's that thing that gets you to, it just breaks you down? Is it tears for you? Some people is tears.
Mm.
Once they just sit here, I know she's wrong, but she's crying now.
Mm.
I know she's wrong. She did it. She stole the money, but she's crying. So what is that thing that actually gets you to, okay? Or what would they do? Like Maya saying, she knows it's the Bible. Whenever you bring out the Holy Book.
Whenever you bring out the Holy Book,
I am down.
Say, pronounce it. Bible.
Holy book.
Bible.
Holy book.
You say it's Bible.
Let me spell it first.
Bible. G.
Continue now.
L.
Uh-huh.
P.
Uh-huh.
D.
It's Bible. Five letter word. It's four.
Who told you Bible is four letter? Five letter word.
Spell it again.
Google it.
Why are you embarrassing Nigeria?
Google it. So what I'm saying, what is that thing? Mia, what's yours? Clothes?
Yeah, I know it, but I can't say it.
It's not clothes.
If you turn off my mic, I'll say it. I'll mouth the words.
Your own.
This guy is not a good person.
So, Mia, what's yours? All right, let's go to people that...
No, I think my weakness is shoes. I mean, it's...
So, just... Wait.
Sorry.
I can't issue give you...
Not just any shoes, but you know...
Okay, so that gets you to do what? Your weak point. If someone says, I'm not talking to you again, you are not talking to that person, and the person just gives you shoes.
Sends me a note with the shoe and
says...
Marianne's beauty.
Yeah. Have you seen me before?
That would tell us without
doing it. M-I-M-I-E-Y-O. It's not easy to see you.
No, but sincerely, just send me and you, if we fight, just send me a shoe, nice pair of shoes, and put, you know,
so
to say,
you forget.
You know, they tire you to Korea.
So it's
over. Okay. I'm very easy.
Okay. I'll mistakenly slap you.
I will slap you back face.
No. I'll give you shoe.
No.
Jimmy shoe.
If somebody wants to trap you guys, What's the easiest thing they can do? Are you like Esau? They could all cook pepper soup.
Oh, it's your money.
It's not pepper soup. It was porridge. It's red oil.
It's your money.
You know, put all this stock, these dry fishes. Oh! That was why. It was not because you
cooking.
You're a Bible person. You know what I'm saying.
It's not a Bible person. It's a Bible person.
I've read the Bible three times over. And I'm on the fourth
cover
one.
To cover. Bible.
Yeah. I read what's on the front and what's on the back. I read the Bible through. And that's
what goes to the phone line. 0700-993-993-993. Did I miss them? Yes. 0700-993-993-993. For your lady, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. If they want set trap for you, wait till you go be. We go quick catch you. Is it bread? Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Hey.
All the breads and beans when I eat this man, don't run off my belly.
Oh, belly and beans are better food. Though.
Morning, to you guys.
Morning.
Yes, Lucky Lola from Magboro.
Lucky.
Hi, Lucky.
I'm fine. What's your own weak points?
Yes, you said it the other time. My own is clothes, good designer, correct material. If you call me today that you have a designer or material that I'll come and check it out. If you did Kafancha, I swear, I go come there, come meet you.
Hey.
I'm telling you.
Even if it's our cashless policy times, you still go.
You go find money.
Ah, what did they talk? Mm-hmm. My own bank account and my app is working very fine. I have no issue.
I will come and meet you.
The funny thing is that I have some few friends who are, you know, into fashion designer. Every month, they prepare something for me to come and take
out. We like your friends.
For their work. I'm telling you. So if you tell me, say, you get any clothes designer, if now this African attire, correct one, don't kill me.
That's what finishes it for you.
Thank you so much
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Away. Sorry, please call us back if that was you. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. That is for the ladies. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Putu Lagos?
To life, Putu.
Please, you help me to sing this. If I say, good morning, my neighbors, you say, what's up, Putu Lagos? Good morning, my neighbors.
What's up, Putu Lagos?
Over. for my own, what met me, If I just see your knee for grand.
Okay, once they beg you.
Yeah.
Oh. Once you don't need that, you don't finish.
Oh.
You don't finish.
Sweet.
Even though you cheat on me, I'll go forgive you.
Oh. Can I cheat on you, please?
She's already cheated on you.
If you finish that, no problem.
Thank you very much for calling. Oh, that's really easy. And just as you said, for some people, it's just tears. Your tears just broke my heart.
Stop crying. I'm crying now. Stop crying.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
We don't like this type of what's up, Lagos.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Israel.
Israel. Okay.
Yeah, I'm calling you from Ojodu.
From where?
Ojodu.
Ojodu.
Okay.
Israel, and we know where you're coming. Are you coming from a lot?
Hello.
Chai.
Nine. Your neighbor, I think. Nothing will take note of me.
Eh?
Yes.
No, we can't. We didn't hear you. You sound a bit muffled.
Now, in Nepal, MIP, a mass Nepal is his fellow brother. So I'm not coming for the north.
I think you're calling the wrong station. He's talking about something. He says the man's neighbor is coming from the north. Something funny. It has nothing to do with what we were talking about. Sorry. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chance alive. Victor.
Yes. Now, good morning.
Morning.
Bye.
Victor.
They want to trap. Hello? If they want to trap me now, if they say that man come, if somebody say man come be president, Nigeria president.
It's a mother, I don't want all this.
Nobody will trap you, Aquarico.
Victor, you not say that anywhere that's cooking dog meat.
Dog meat or white soup.
No, my own Nigeria president.
Okay, president. Let me say, nobody could trap you. Nobody could trap you.
We no could trap you.
Nobody.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What was up, Lagos?
Hey, cheers to life. Good morning.
Miriam, I miss you so much.
I miss you too, darling.
Hey, please get to the point. Please get to the point.
Stretch, don't die.
Don't let me start testing this mic now. What is all this?
Stretch, not the best.
Please, can we get to the point? You have 60 seconds.
So what if I want set trap for you now, because I don't think I'm
is Maria now.
Make I introduce myself. Dampi from Igondo.
Dampi
the white.
Before I start, make you sing Toronto for me.
Hey, let's go.
Toronto. Toronto.
It's on jazzy again.
Yes, I'm feeling like a king now.
Yes.
I want to talk it now.
Dumpy, go ahead.
What I want to say is that just give me one dog meat. Give me fresh pami.
Dog meat.
Dog meat? You eat dog meat?
You eat dog?
I don't tell you.
Dumpy, I thought you were from the west.
You ask me so. You ask me so. I don't answer you.
I don't get that.
Dumpy, I take my keys back. I take my keys back, please.
Wait, first of all. That's your name, Apago. It don't expire. You say every week we're going to give you another name. I want to give you another name today.
What's the name?
Now, 1 week now.
Oh, yeah, which one will the one you give me?
The name one I won't give you now, Okorobo.
Okorodo.
Okorobo.
What does it mean?
Okorobo means king of women.
Hey, God bless you. This starting is upgrade. Okorobo, the former Apago.
1 week. Now till next week, your name is Okorobo.
Thank you very much. God will bless you. No, you get new title every week. From Apago to Okorobo. Till I finish all the names in Nigeria.
It's how cute they use it for
Yes,
me.
Now Okorobo is, very, Okorobo. Very...
No,
very,
it sounds like you have Okobo foot.
That's your business. It's the meaning. It's in the meaning. That's important.
What's the meaning?
Okorobo is my king of woman. Only as a one. I'll take it to me. Aru. I rule.
You rule. What rules you?
Womanhood. Yes. I rule. Yes.
I'm done.
You people are jealous of my title.
Which women are you ruling?
I rule.
Which women are you ruling?
I rule. Okorobo.
Yeah, Okorobo inside this studio.
Even the studio is a...
Majority of the women in this room are mine. Majority of it. Look at you. Not this thing.
Shut up.
My stomach hurts, please.
Okay, we have messages on Facebook.
You did. Okorobo in action.
This is your brother on Facebook.
Okorobo Babu Adeola.
Babu Adeola says, when you carry back, big back, and soft one, I will fall your kata.
How do you even know it's soft?
If you test and see.
And the Lord is good. Test and see, I enter Wahala.
I'm prism. You go to prism. They catch you. Okorobo speaking here.
Hi. That's another Okorobo. That's an Okorobo.
No, that one is
Okorobo Babu Adeola.
This one is dangerous.
Dangerous.
Hey!
I love this show.
Hey.
Okay, Shekwolo Shekwolo Danjuma says the person must be watching this thread so as to finally catch me or when I not give myself away. In other words,
Odeshi.
Wise Vitali says, money, honestly, the way I need that stuff,
You know, if I send you the dangerous thing about this era is even if I send you transfer and you see the alert, you still don't have money.
That's because you can't touch it. You can touch it.
You still have money.
Ah, wahala. This one says, What a question. To be honest, now woman fit catch me, a very curvy, sexy one.
Look at you. You want to follow where you came to this world?
Leave him now. What's your problem? Yes.
The same road.
Carry me there, girl. Hey. Baby, carry me there, girl. The next one says, that's not even my problem. Mm-hmm. I've sent my shadow to the queue to queue for fuel and my soul to queue for PVC while I sent... I went for new naira notes since yesterday. We're still looking for each other.
God will let you. If you're so, you become soulless.
These Facebook people are late.
Let your soul not enter another person's soul.
Say we're still looking for each other. And this one says, money and shayo.
Money and
shayo. Take it easy.
This one says, first is
shawarma.
You say nothing else but shawarma. It's very easy.
Can you imagine?
2K, you have gotten him. You're so cheap.
I'm telling you. Let the shawarma be 2.5.
Victor Keys has three things.
Okay.
That if you follow these three steps, you have taken him. Number one, hot semo and afang soup.
Hot, specifically.
Hot. It's semo. Not cold, though.
And it's
hot.
Not saying wheat. It's not wheat. It's not there, but it's not fufu.
Mm-hmm. Semo, very hot.
And afang soup.
Specifically.
Okay, let's
don't
go.
Don't bring anything that looks like
let's
it.
Let's go on, let's go on.
Secondly, football.
Football.
We carry him.
Football will take you.
Yes.
Okay.
Number three, piano.
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 Put ama at the back.
No, in Igbo, piano is the horn of nama.
Piano.
But this one, how can you move from hot semo to piano?
Piano.
Make up your mind.
If somebody play piano, he used to melodize his brains. That's okay. It.
Especially if he's taking the afam suga.
Exactly.
Super
it's just a very nice combo and he's watching soccer. You know.
Yeah, that would be paradise like for him. Paradise. Paradise.
Has to be books, Kay.
This one's Prince Xavier.
You people read it. Look at them.
He said it has to be books.
Has to be books.
Excuse me.
Is it Book of Life?
When I was in university, I used to have this phrase, whenever I feel like reading, I just lay back and let the feeling go away.
Mumu. Okay. Ezekiel Musa says garden egg. Not even with us orgy. Just garden egg.
People like it that much.
Yeah, wow. I know people who just eat garden egg. And
are you serious?
I hear it's pretty healthy. Good for the eyes.
Yeah, and it also helps your system.
Your metabolism. Yes.
I heard it even helps your lashes.
It also helps your hair grow.
Hair growth everywhere.
Yeah. It also helps
your earlobe.
Your earring, it helps you to hear well.
And
it makes you tall.
Don't open your mouth here again. If you open your mouth in this studio again.
Sorry.
If you open your mouth, you two, you're there, aiding and abating nonsense.
He's the one, he's the cause of all this problem.
Sorry.
When he's not
trust
there,
no
you know
woman,
what I mean?
Trust no woman. When do you expect them to fight for you?
You see, so it's the same thing we're experiencing politically. A woman saying trust no woman, a political party blaming the political party. We're in trouble.
This one says football, everything about football. La second, Emmanuel.
Okay.
Banjo Jagede says, just buy a house in my name. Baba, you are too expensive.
Baba, we're
not the set trap for you. You are not even important.
You are very difficult to
please. You are tough to deceive.
Have you seen this cereal?
I'm not going to read that.
Cereal. You need Jesus.
Cereal, come. Let me read the Bible. Let me use the Bible to beat you.
Bible.
I use the Bible to beat you.
Matthias Agada here says, fruits, pear particularly.
Pear pressure. That's pear pressure.
And black babes.
Black babes.
The babe is not black like you stretch. He doesn't want it.
Excuse me. Don't use me as the color
combination. He's brown. He's dark brown.
He's black.
How can I be black?
Yeah, black.
I don't like it.
Black.
These hairs.
Black. Not black.
Step
he's
it.
Black.
He's step dark
it.
Brown.
Black.
May you be dark brown.
We got 2 minutes before we go on the other hour. Don't forget, today's Thursday. As usual, we have our lawyer girl in the studio with us. And today we're touching on something brand new. We don't leave divorce. We don't leave him because I tried to divorce this one many times. He would come back begging.
We made families come back together.
Yeah.
You decided to divorce. You came back begging. Say something about it.
Yeah, something about it.
In case you're wondering, you still WhatsApp Lagos. My name is Mary Anacle, and he's Church, he's Feta Cross Fertilization. All three of us, we make sure that the 2 hours that you have on this belt is never a dull moment. I come here, even if I'm sad, down, you know, these people just, you know, keep me alive. I laugh, team. My belly, they pay me.
Auntie Alamba, Joe.
Hey, we.
You know they laugh like that. Alamba.
But everybody knows she actually laughs like
she
that.
She laughs like
somebody
that.
Somebody said they like Marianne's laugh.
Hey, we have recorded it. We have recorded it, and it's on sale. email. Go to audio Mac. You can download our laughter. Just tap Maria Laugh.
You can use for your ringtone.
Yeah, for iTunes also. We have it there. All right. Let's make money.
Okay, let's take one more call and then we go because church is killing me. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. I bet someone is Pami with Akara. New Pami.
Pami with Akara.
Victor Mboba.
Don't
come near again. You say Pami and Akara.
Pami and Akara. How do you
chop her?
Pami and Akara.
It sounds like it's something you want to serve to the gods.
Yeah. Where would you be? I call him solo.
Please read, WhatsApp.
Okay, so this guy says, let me start from here. Samuel says, my girlfriend's tears is my weakness. It breaks me whenever I see her cry.
I gotta ask you.
She uses this on me and I get to apologize.
Tie your soul.
You get to apologize.
Even though she's the one at fault.
Samuel, I have a word for you. I can hear it. Yes. Bottle. Tie. Put inside.
Jumping.
Yes. Oh, that's key. What I hear.
Thrown
I hear.
Into the ocean.
Yes. I hear.
We see a man in a bottle somewhere.
Samuel.
Please.
He says, his name is Sammy. My own weakness is you coming back. If you dupe me today, come back tomorrow, you will dupe me. My ex dumped me after intro. Now I'm married. We want to come back.
Yay!
I hear what
she's receiving something. Put your face on the mic.
I hear that they are calling you. There's strings from the village. Yes. You need to cut it. Look for scissors. Yes. Cut it.
This is somebody from the Marine side.
Is it probably Queen Sheba is back?
Queen of Sheba.
We have to go on a break. There's something from Info Girl. All right, let's do this. Lagos. It's still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're broadcasting live from right here in Victoria Island on Etmiyan Crescent. As usual, on this part of the show, we get to talk with our lady lawyer. And today we have something new. We're moving away from the divorces or managing marriage and partnerships. Today we're talking about parental alienation. It sounds like a movie, right? We'll get to break it down. By the way, happy birthday again. Olamide turned 40 over the weekend. Woo! A hot 40. Steamy hot 40.
All right. You welcome, Olamide.
Thank you.
Steamy hot.
Doing? Very well, thank you.
Why were you peppering us with all those hot pictures? Anyway, happy birthday
to you again.
Now, a lot of people are interested. What do you mean by parental alienation? What does that mean?
Okay, so when you were saying that we're moving away from something, divorce and... I was giving you the side eye.
No, I know that. But you know, we were talking solely about, you know, the different types of separation.
Right. So this
but
is like an offshoot.
Yes.
Of divorce.
Yes.
The outcome on the children.
Mm.
So parental alienation simply means when one parent brainwashes, to put it at the minimum, barest definition, when one parent deliberately maligns the other parent, goes on a campaign of denigration and all sorts to make the other parent look bad to the child.
Hmm.
And in most cases, severed relationship between the child and the other parent.
Hmm.
So the other parent who is the victim is called the targeted parent.
Mm-hmm.
And the other parent who is doing it is the alienating parent.
Hmm.
So this is very, very common during divorces.
Hmm.
And it's a big issue. If you'd ask me, it's a form of child abuse.
Really?
You're abusing the child. To start with, your child, your ex, right? Your ex-husband or your ex-wife is not your child's ex.
Oh, yes, because they're bound by blood.
So that should be the starting point. It's not the ex of your child. They still remain the parents of that child.
So that brings me to a curious question. How is this established? I can tell you I'm not brainwashing anybody. And the child is saying, my mother is not brainwashing me.
It's
my father didn't brainwash me.
It's very difficult. Okay. But for people that are trained child psychologists, child assessors, evaluators, they can pick it. And there are lots of ways you can pick it. Most of the time, these children who are victims of this will regurgitate what the other parent is saying.
But they could turn it into their own opinion.
In most cases,
depending on how old they are.
Yes. In most cases, when you tell them, okay, why do you have this kind of deep-seated hatred for?
Because my father was very wicked. I'm trying to answer. Go on.
In most cases, they won't have an answer for you. Or even when they have an answer, very shallow. And in most cases, they don't even have personal experiences of what they're talking about. It's only the experiences of the other parent who is doing this.
That's what I'm trying to say. Most of the time, they will not paint it that way. For instance, I have a family. So as you're talking, I'm putting it on that family. And I know he has two girls.
Okay.
And the split, she took the children and moved away when they were young. He couldn't trace them. Then now they're late teens. Now, the ladies brought to talk to him, you are wicked. You left us. You didn't give us anything to eat. We didn't have money. We suffered. You left your... You could have found... We were in Nigeria. Why didn't you go ahead and look for us? So when they're doing this, they're not saying, she said you left us. They're not saying, she said we're hungry. They're not saying, she said we didn't go to school.
Let's come in. There are two things.
Okay.
Parental alienation.
Yeah.
Is different from abandonment and neglect.
He didn't abandon or neglect. I'm trying to... You see, he didn't abandon or neglect.
Hold on.
Okay.
A lot of fathers... Okay, so today I'm not trying to undermine the effort of single parents who have done a good job raising their children.
Yeah.
However, a lot of these issues happen, whether they deliberately do it or they don't deliberately do it. Now, a lot of fathers... I would say that fathers, most fathers are the victims of this thing.
Yeah.
Because by social, cultural, biological reasons, women tend to have...
More
custody. They tend to be the custodial parent of the children. So most men suffer what you're talking about.
Yes.
However, a lot of fathers find it very easy, right? To say, okay, the mother took them away and, well, what can I do? And they walk away. They barely make efforts to look for those children. It's an easy way out of maintenance fees, school fees, and all of that. And they always sit back to say, at the end of the day, my children will look for me.
So I'm coming from a different angle. You seem not to get... My angle is this.
Yes.
Proving this happened. Now, you say it's difficult.
You should look for your children.
So from what you said, you say it's difficult to prove that it actually occurred. That when the children are interviewed, they actually regurgitate the experiences of the aggrieved partner.
Yes, or what the aggrieved partner is saying
to
them.
I'm saying to you that most of the time, they don't. They regurgitate their experiences, which is an offshoot of what the person has felt.
Marianne, did you get what I was
saying? I feel like both of you are saying the same thing.
No.
I don't think so.
No, we're not.
I don't think
Okay, let me explain again. Mm-hmm. I said to you that, like the experience you just relayed now, that the father didn't have access to the children because the mother completely alienated him by taking the children away. And I'm asking, what are the efforts the father
that he made to
find his children?
This is someone...
Did he marry that woman?
He married her.
And are you telling me that there's no compound?
He went to the compound. The parents were behind. The parents were in support.
Then you simply take her to court.
There's legal redress for these kinds of things.
That's why I tell fathers, don't give up on your parental rights. You can channel it through the courts. The courts are there. Go to the magistrate court. It is criminal for any parent to alienate the other child, child from the other parent.
Especially if, like you said, they were married. And he's made efforts. He's gone to the family compound.
Are you telling me the family, they don't know where she is?
They denied. They said she's married to you. Why are you looking for her with
us? That's it. No. There will be a way. Even if she takes them to Canada, you just need to write the Canadian.
We've had that conversation here before.
The parents, if you marry a woman and she comes to live with you, and after some time she's not with you, and you call the parents, say, we've not seen her.
Yes.
You go to where the parents are and say, she's not here.
Yes.
You have to produce our child. They get the police and say, you must have killed our child and killed the children.
Yes.
They turn it around on you.
So where's the evidence?
Okay, so he's busy.
So now, if they say so, listen, if they say so, and at the end of the day, you find out that they even know the whereabouts of their children, of the child and your children, then, of the wife and the children, then it means they've done something criminal. They've misled the police.
So that's why you're saying he needs to get the court involved?
Yes, you don't give up on your right. A lot of fathers give up too easily because it's a way to evade responsibility.
Because I know a story, so I don't want to call the person because I'm not sure the person would like that. Okay. So what if they're not married?
Yes.
But you are like, you have a child together and the person who, the lady says, the child is not yours. Now the child comes to life, but the child looks like you.
Okay.
Like everybody can just tell that this child is yours. But because you're not financially stable, she doesn't want you to have the child.
If you want to be a part of the child's life, you approach the court for a DNA. To order for a DNA. And if it's established that you are the child, you're the father of the child, then the issue of custody would come in. So if it depends on how much you want to be part of your child's life.
So that eventually you're not accused of, just abandoning the child.
Okay, there are some reasons why, justifiable reasons why a mother can sever the relationship. Probably sexual molestation, probably physical abuse, probably the father's alcoholism, which has directly impacted on the children. So that is different. The father can be an alcoholic, but if it's not inimical to the welfare of the children, I don't see why you should sever the relationship off the...
Okay, so I want to paint another picture. So I'm guessing, I might be wrong.
Yeah.
Mostly what's at the core of these alienations, some of the ones we know in these parts, is maybe the husband, according to the wife's claims, was bad to the woman. Or sometimes, just as she said this time around, the man doesn't want the child. So I gave birth to this child and he abandoned me with this child. I've taken care, I've raised this child to this age. Why would I let him come and get the child? No, I would do everything in my power to poison the child's mind.
You shouldn't. Again.
No, I'm just saying, this is... I'm saying
that's the case. That's what I think is happening.
That's the reverse. Yeah. The reverse of
that's what
his,
I even think is happening with this story that I just narrated to you.
Yes.
Can you explain again?
So, in her case, the woman is keeping the child away from the man because
he's not financially, able to be there for them.
In this case, the woman is keeping the child away from the man because when he had the opportunity to take care of the child, he did not.
He actually wants to be there.
No, your case is different.
Okay, I said to you that parental alienation is different from abandonment and neglect. So there are some parents who deliberately choose not to be a part of the life of the children. You can't force them.
Okay.
Though it has a lot of downsides.
Mm-hmm.
However, this is a case of where one party, one parent is willing, is a loving parent, and is willing to be part of the life of his child.
Mm-hmm.
And the other parent deliberately, maliciously severed that relationship just to get back at the other parent. And you begin to poison the minds of the children.
Mm.
Now, if you are the targeted parent, you need to understand when this thing starts and you need to catch it early. You start seeing probably the time that there's your timeshare, your parenting time, when they come over to you. You start seeing the children become disrespectful. That's always the first thing. And they start asking you some questions. And they start to showing signs of taking sides. You must attack it as soon as possible.
How?
Now, you have to do it with love and patience. So you must catch it very, very early. So you must increase your parenting time with the children and you must start to disabuse their mind. Right? And then you must involve the other parent. Who is doing this? And if she doesn't stop, you have to probably escalate it to the welfare. Because if you go to the MAESD, what we call the MAESD, Ministry of Youth and Social Development, they have all these people there. It's just that most of the time we don't know that all these things are available. But they are available. They will quickly intervene.
And that's why we're having this conversation, because people need to know that there are ways to get seek redress or help or mediate in issues such as this, right?
So another thing about this alienation is that you, the parent, that's the parent doing the damage. you think that you're currying the love of your child and you want to own that child
to yourself.
And sometimes you hear this parent discussing the other parent in the presence of the children, child, saying nasty things. Sometimes they don't do it deliberately. Probably you're gisting over the phone, talking to your friends, and your child is there. You're talking to your family members, and your child has access to all this information. Or you deliberately make the child a part of the conversation. What you're doing, right, is that it might be beneficial to you today. But at the end of the day, it will burn you. You know why? If you tolerate your child being disrespectful to their parent, they turn around to also become disrespectful to your children.
Yeah.
That is why people always say parents, children of a single mother, they're like this, they're like that. Go and look at them. Was there any co-parenting when they were growing up? So if you as a single mother, you try as much as possible to, you know, sever the relationship and you're not taking care, don't forget the challenges of teenagehood.
I'm going to ask the question.
Right now.
Do you understand? So she won't be able to handle it alone. And the other parent, who should have stepped in? Because this thing is supposed to be done. Together.
Because the truth is, partnerships help
raise children.
Yes, actually.
I'm not saying marriage, but even if there's no marriage, that's agreed. You cannot force two unwilling people on each other.
Yeah.
But when the children who are victims of your decision. Are involved, you must co-parent.
But
whether you hate your spouse, even now, another issue. Another issue is, another issue that I get with my clients, especially the female ones, is he's not paying school fees. He's not paying allowances. He's not doing this. Then I can't allow him access to the children. And I tell them, financial issues is different from the social issues. You must give the child, the father, in most cases, always the father, access to this child. When the issue of school fees and maintenance, take him to court. But don't use that as a pawn to get money from him. No. You're doing a lot of damage to that child.
So doesn't it like give the husband a free ride? You're not responsible. You're not financially responsible. And you still have access. What are you seeing the child you don't want to raise for?
Did you hear what I said?
I heard what you said.
I said there are two different issues.
I know okay. There are two different issues.
One is for the children, not because
now.
So while you're going to court, the child can still go and spend time with the man that.
Why not? There are two different things, though.
It's wicked fathers.
Listen.
So I think what you're trying to
there
say
are two
is.
Different things.
Just to be clear, you're trying to say it's not about the parents, about the children, for them to grow up properly, mentally, emotionally.
So even if the father is not dropping shishi, there are ways to get that out of him. But that time that child is losing out of the father, of being with the father, you cannot recover it.
Through that.
Absolutely. So you're saying prioritize
children
their mental
first.
Health, their
still
social life, above whatever you and your
even when
ex
the children
are going
bitter,
through,
right? It is your own duty
to keep telling
the custodial parent to help them
because I was going to ask, is there any justification at all for trying to talk about your
I think
you just already answered the question.
I don't think there's any.
Because I've seen a mother tell her son that daddy doesn't hate you, he's just busy and he really wants to be here but he can't be here, and that's not the truth, you know.
But, it's better.
But because she needs that child in the future to have a great relationship with her father, so she just says he couldn't come on a play date, he asked me to come with you.
Because
would that not be lying to the child? Should you lie to you?
Well, you're not lying to your child,
you're helping your child.
Your child
psychologically
does not need access, not need that information.
It's deception. The father did not come for the
so
open
what
the, day.
Okay, so this was what
that, your dad did not come. He made an excuse. He did not come. Let me be there. Let me represent.
No,
him.
But you see, what you're doing is trying to make the father psychology look bad.
So can,
let
not,
the child
not,
be an adult.
Not try to make. No, what if the child is an adult?
No. When the child becomes an adult, the
it
child would ordinarily.
On the age. You are thinking a kid now. I'm thinking, what if it's a 14-year-old?
Before he's 14, maybe.
Before, because you need to look at the child's
primary
mental
stages,
capabilities. So even start with, what do you stand to gain? If your child hates your
nobody's saying hate. I'm just giving the child the truth.
But that's what happens.
Why
their emotions cannot be as manageable as yours.
That child.
Sorry?
it is going to affect the psychology of that child. And if you look at it, a lot of children who were victims of child alienation, they carry it on to their own children.
True that.
It becomes a generational problem because they lived with it, so they don't see anything wrong.
And so we need to be careful. We'll go for a quick break. When we come back, we still have Olamide Onifade in the studio. She is a real estate and a family lawyer, and we're talking parental alienation and especially divorces. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, it is Lagos's best conversation. 33 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. We still have Olamide Onifade in the studio. And we're talking about parental alienation. It's solicited a very interesting argument in the studio this morning, right from the get-go. And Stretch came hard. He came with his gloves off. And so many scenarios here to point to. Now, because we do not have too much time, join the conversation. If you have questions, you have comments, while we talk, just send them in. If you want to call, call. If you have a question, you've been in a scenario, or maybe you were actually a child in a relationship that was broken and you seem to have taken sides with your mother when you were younger, or your father, as the case may be. Did it have a mental, emotional, or psychological effect on you when you became an adult, or when you got to know the person, the stories you heard as opposed to who the person is, did it change? And these are the questions we want to hear this afternoon. And of course, Olamide is still here in the studio with me, Stretch and Feta, as we have this conversation. So 0700 993 993 993 0700 993 993 993. And if you're a lady, you can call 01 465 7190. We have a caller. Hello. Good morning.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Just alive. Good morning.
Yeah, this Lekki, we are Kuride from Ghana.
All right, Lekki, go ahead.
Okay, I don't want to ask me a question. In this issue we are talking about, it is only in divorce that I have a case, because I've seen a lot of it happen even in marriage, when people are not separated, but when one partner trying to make others look bad for the, you know. So I want to ideally only in divorce, even in marriage, what can a person do? Can we do challenges in court or something like that?
Okay. So he's saying,
I understand, in marriage.
Yeah. Go ahead.
That is it only in divorce that this happens? Of course, it happens in most cases during divorce. However, what he said about it happening right within the family is also very, very valid. So if you are the targeted parent in that situation, there's no animosity at that time. Okay, so I wouldn't say there's no animosity. There's animosity, but there's no full-blown one. So what I would advise in that situation is for the targeted parent to work with the other parent. You know, if it's something you can mediate upon, like those children are not, you know, then you can now escalate it to probably get a family therapist to work on the children as.
And what if the other partner is not willing?
That's a big problem.
Because, I mean, there would always be that person who's hard-headed that says...
And so maybe the next option is to leave the marriage?
Yes, that was what I was going to say. Yeah. So for a mother or a father to be so malicious...
Under the same roof.
Under the same roof. Then that's, I was going to say that. I just didn't want to say, this is a ground for divorce. If you're attacking your spouse and even, you know, recruiting your children, then there's a big problem. There's a huge problem. Because you would even find out that in a bid to poison the mind of the children.
Go through a lot to do
these that. Children miss out on a lot. There are times that the other parent, the custodial parent, should approach the other parents on medical issues, educational issues, social issues, because she wants to poison the mind. She's so determined.
Yeah. The other
these children will lose out on all of this. Even financial. When they know they don't have the capacity to look after the children, but because they just want the children to grow up hating the other party and being appreciative to them, they cut off the other party, the other parent. And the children come back to be the victim. Now, in some cases, the children go back to the parent, the other parent, who was alienated. Like, oh, dad, we didn't know. And all of it. But sometimes they become very damaged. by the time they go back. Some of them are already using drugs. Some of them are already early pregnant and teenage pregnancies. Some of them doing drop out from school and a lot.
Yeah.
So that's why I say, okay.
The example I have, the two girls, I mean, that left, they are back and they are, let me not say drugs and all, they are wild.
Damaged.
Mm. Wild and like on, they talk to their father like it's like a boyfriend, like what's wrong with you? My please God. Get out of here. Like, they don't, yeah, they didn't grow up with him.
Yes. Yes.
They were somewhere else and we didn't, so.
It's and they might also the ones who call
to their mother like
yeah,
that. Yes, and those are the ones who talk to their parents by and call them by their name, Stretch.
Yes.
Why are you calling my name like that? Why are you disturbing me?
Some parents. In most cases, the mother, they would tell, call your father by name. He did not raise you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Of course, I have some. I know of an incident like that.
Hmm. Now, wow. Okay, we have a message, a very interesting one.
Yeah. Obudu, Akim from Obudu says, this is what my neighbor is facing right now. She got married to a husband who was always bartering her, which as a result, she left and left the only baby boy she had with her husband in her husband's custody. For many years that the boy has been with him, her husband has brainwashed the boy into believing that his mother is a witch. That is why he sent her away from the house. The boy should not go close to his mother. The boy has grown up to hate his mother with a passion, even now that his father has been late.
Oh
recently, the boy invaded his mother from the house they both rented when the boy lost his father.
You mean evicted?
Okay, yeah. I'm relocated to Lagos. Okay, that's the end of the story. Okay. So the woman is not even alive to fight for herself.
No.
So and the damage is there.
The damage is there.
So the father is not even okay. Yeah.
So that's why I say that you must attack it early, and it's very painful. It's very painful to the other party, to the other parent. It's like mourning the loss of a child that is still alive. Do you understand?
Mm.
You've lost that child, and that child is alive. So it's very, very pathetic, and parents must stop it. It's not gender specific. However, most mothers. Do it. Just in a bit to get back at the father. But you are damaging your children.
So even though you've already mentioned that there's no justification for doing this, I'm thinking from the angle of what could even be the slightest moral justification for this. So I'm thinking to myself, before you enter into a relationship with somebody, you already see the tendency of this person becoming abusive, right?
How do you mean abusive?
Abusive, like verbally abusive.
No, because I don't think so. In most cases, just always wanting to get back at your partner because of a bitter divorce or separation.
Mm.
In so most cases, when they're living together, they don't do it.
Mm. Or even but neglect.
How do you mean?
Maybe the person, one party neglected the other person. And
yes. So it just to get... No, you know, that parent doing it sees it as a way to get the love of that child. To curry the favor of that child. And totally separate that child from the other parent. Just to get back at them because the father was a womanizer. The father was a this, was a that when they were married. So the child also, you have to transfer that hate.
That hate to the child.
They need support.
You need somebody on your side. And for me,
Child unfortunately is your army.
The onlooker, I always ask, to what end? Because at the end of the day, children will always go looking for their parents, whether it be their mother.
Well, how true. This is because she mentioned something.
Sometimes
not all the time.
Well, yeah. But then sometimes, at some point, they will meet.
Not all the time.
Then what about the love that they've lost over the years?
They may meet. Doesn't mean that they would like each other. I'm saying so half the time, these people realize that these tales that their parents told against the other partner
were not true. How does the child... How can she recoup all those lost
years? Yeah, make up for all the years.
That's the big question. You've destroyed this person. And then whatever that person is dishing out to your partner will eventually be coming to you too in no time.
Yeah. So that's why sometimes you see single mothers. By the time the children grow up and they find out that their father isn't actually what the mother painted him to be, they now totally deviate from that mother and go towards the other absent father, so to speak. And they start to languish in, after all I did for this child. The child still has a temerity to go back to the father. It's because of what you've done. They miss out on those years and they want to recoup it.
Yeah.
And they hate you for doing that to them.
Yes, for robbing them of those
years. Yes, of those, the love and the attention their father could have given them.
Or their mother in this case.
Yes, I'm just saying because most of the time happens to
men. To women.
Well, but it's not gender specific. Men do it a lot.
Absolutely.
Women do it.
A lot.
A lot, yes. Mm-hmm.
Let it be a lot.
Church wants the balance. We have just 10 minutes, so let's go to the phone lines. There's so many people trying to call at the same time. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning. Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Mr. Ebo.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, like the woman that says she left her child with her husband and went away. And the husband has poisoned the mind of the child that your mother, it was a witch, that is why I drove her away. And the child believed. Of a truth, I will tell you from experience with my own matter. Any woman, for the love a mother has for his child, is something that no one can separate.
Okay.
For a mother to leave her only child for a man, not minding the kind of woman the man is going to bring in, that we maltreat the child, because no woman loves another woman's child. So now, it is too bad for a woman to leave her child. If she is called a witch, she behaves like a witch, true.
No, I don't. I totally disagree.
No, I'm coming. A witch doesn't have love for a child.
No.
Or her own child that came out from her own bosom, from her own womb. So no. I come back to myself now. Our father was a monster. My own father, he's late now. He treated our mother like as if our mother is an animal. You know, and he gave birth to so boys. Now soldiers, then they call us our house. Boys. 7 boys, only 1 girl. So when we grew up, we are noticing all those things. My mother used to tell us that if not for the love of children, that she would have left our father when she gave birth to number 3 child, which I am. I am the number 3. Okay. But she thought about that if she leave these children with this wicked monster, that they will all die. We might treat them. So she stayed.
Oh, wow.
She stayed and take care of us upon the whole brutalization our father was giving to her.
All right. We need to take other calls. We thank you. We actually gave you time because we needed
Can
you to
I
get
respond
to the
respond quickly to that?
Yes, please.
Now, is his opinion.
Of what course, and he's entitled
his,
to
his
it.
Mother's decision. But yeah. You can't say that your mother's experience must necessarily be the yardstick. And two, for you to say a woman who left her child with a father had no love, that's not true. She may actually be incapable, financially incapable of looking after that child at that time. She might not be in the mental frame of mind to have that child with her. So she'll be doing a disservice to that child. She takes the child away. So for the fact that she left the child doesn't make her a witch or less of a mother.
But you know, society prescribes that no matter what, the woman should stay with the child and not live. But then there are men who are very good at taking care of their children.
Why not? If you think the father is in a better position at that time to take care of the child, why take the child from the father?
Big question. The phone lines are going off like crazy. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? You got 60 seconds, please.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Quickly.
Good morning. Yeah. I want to speak to you about what's going on now.
Okay.
Now, I want to ask a question. In a situation where the father...
Is it possible for you to get closer to your phone? We can barely hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I said in a situation where the father has not been playing any role in the life of the child, if you keep telling the child that the father is not bad or telling the child good things about the father, and in a situation where the father has arrested the mother twice in presence of the child just because he's filing for custody of the child, which the child is just 10 years, and the father is already married to another woman who has a child that doesn't belong to the father, and because the woman cannot give birth for him, he's requesting for custody of a 10-year-old child you have not even been taking care of. In such case, what do you expect the woman to do?
Interesting question. Thank you very much.
Now, yes, what the father has done is bad. The father should keep, you know, whatever business he has with the mother out of the sight of the child. But because the father has done something bad, doesn't give the mother the excuse to also be, don't be like them. Keep the conversation outside of the purview of that child. You're not helping the child discussing your business. Whatever animosity between you and your spouse with your child, there's still no justification for it. It's so painful. It can be very, very painful. But try as much as possible not to do it.
Okay, you heard it. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning. You have 60 seconds, please.
Good morning. Yes, so I have a scenario where two parents are, in fact, they are at war with each other. So the point where the child is sickler and asthmatic at the same time. Now, at one point, even when the child is facing crisis, and the father is even a medical doctor, he pays no attention to the child. So people, good neighbors and people are the ones coming to the rescue of that child. And totally has told the child that the mother is a witch. We have not even seen the woman in the picture in any form. So in that light now, this child is the one suffering the whole thing, even with the health issues that the child has. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I guess that this is just he just commenting and sharing, you know, a scenario.
Yeah.
It's tough. Like, and I like how you started by saying that even to prove it can be a problem.
It is a very, very big problem. But there are traits that children who are undergoing that they exhibit. Yes, they do exhibit it.
And let's talk about, because you see, we were talking about the mental and psychological effects that it would have on the children. What about the mental and psychological effects it will have on the partner that's been directed at?
It is a very, very excruciating pain. That's what I said. It's like mourning the loss of a child that is alive. Because the child is totally dead to that parent. This is very, very hurtful.
There's this question from WhatsApp coming from Emmanuel. He says, I'm facing the same issue. I have a girlfriend who is pregnant for me, and the girl parents said, I can't marry their daughter. And also when the girl puts to birth, that child won't be mine. And I want to ask, is it right for me to keep on spending money on my girlfriend who is pregnant, and I wouldn't have access to the baby? To be sincere, I don't know what to do now.
In the first place, who are the parents in the scheme of things to determine who is the father or not? I think it's solely between the lady.
No, they're not disputing parents. They're saying
they're saying
you can't be
the father.
Part of the
it is not
life.
In their place.
You can't be what?
They're saying he can't be a
he
father.
He can marry
the
child.
It's
and
marriage.
Then
yeah, no, yeah, and access.
No, they said, and the child won't be mine.
That's what they're saying.
So access. It can be my child. I'm keeping the child, and someone else is keeping. They can't determine who's the father.
They're not talking about the parent, the biological.
They agree.
They're talking about the social aspect that we are not going to give you access.
Maybe because the girl is underage or what?
Even the child that is coming to life now is the child of that man. Go to court and exercise your right. Who are
even if they are not married?
It's not dependent on whose marriage is not. We are not compelled to marry, but the child that both of you bring to the world, you have responsibilities and obligations on that child.
Okay.
So her parents cannot decide that. So if he wants to, if he doesn't want to be a part of the life of that child, well, he can give up and just leave them. But if he wants to be part of the life of that child, he knows what to do.
So you keep on spending money, then go to
seek redress.
Yes, spend money on your child.
Okay.
Don't ever be absent.
Yeah, he's
and
willing to
fight
do that.
Them
willing.
To heal.
He's willing to do that. All right.
Yeah. All right. Unfortunately, guys, time is never on our side when we're having these conversations. But don't worry. Every Thursday, we have these conversations. And if you have questions, comments, bordering around this alienation matter, bring it on next week, Thursday. Olamide Onifade is a family and real estate lawyer. And we can find you on social media, on Instagram,
okay,
on your handle.
Olamide_lady_lawyer on Instagram.
Olamide_lady_lawyer on Instagram. We will find you. We'll be in your DM.
Yes. Happy birthday, Olamide. Happy
Thank
birthday.
Thank you so much.
You don't look that age.
And I was going to bring
Did you bring
Don't worry.
I was going going to bring cake.
And we're going to eat
we'll
it.
We'll come to your house.
We'll eat the cake, whether you like it or not. We'll
go. Do you have cash?
Cash. I do, actually.
Yeah.
You have cash.
No, I'm collecting cash.
I don't need that, we need to pay bus home.
Yes, that's true. Well, thank you everyone for being part of the conversation. We gotta go now. Don't forget, at 3 p.m. it's Hard Facts, but before then, Sunnyside with Joyce. My name is Mary Ann O'Connor. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, M-I-M-I-E-Y-O. Or just search for Mary Ann Dukukun anywhere else. Hello, Stretch
Baby. I'm Stretch Original on Instagram, Stretch Cool on Twitter. See ya.
See ya. I'm Feta. Feta Dynamo on Instagram. Thank you all for
watching. And we cross fertilize on this show. Love you, Lagos. Bye bye.
To Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos.